amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
We worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, Yeshua. We welcome you. We welcome you into our hearts this day and into our spirits. You are the Most High God, awesome in power, awesome Commander-in-Chief of the heavenly armies, the Root of David. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the bright morning star. Your name is faithful and true, and you're coming with a two-edged sword in your mouth. You are our high tower, our hiding place, our shepherd. You're the friend that sticks closer than a brother. You are our soon-coming king. You're the bridegroom of our soul. Is there anything too hard for you? Commander of angel armies, creator of the universe, you know the beginning from the end. Is there anything too difficult? Father, we come to you as your precious daughters. And we lay before you all the pain, all the disappointments, all the hurt. And we can come to you and call you Papa. Because you are our daddy. And we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can do this because you came into our hearts. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for us, that we might have eternal life, and that we might enter the kingdom. May your kingdom come within us, as it is in heaven. Your Lordship, we give you every area of our lives. And we say, be King, be Lord. Be Lord over the past, be Lord over the present, and be Lord over the future. And we give you the shame, humiliation, and disappointments from the past. And we choose to forgive those who have wounded us. We choose to forgive. We choose to forgive those that you have placed over us. Our mothers, fathers. For not being there for us when we needed them to be. In the way we needed them to be there. But we thank you that you were there. You were there for us. And so we give you our brokenness this day. Because, Lord Jesus, you came to heal us. You're the healer of our soul. And we worship you and we open up our hearts this day. Your word tells us that you stand at the door of our hearts. And we say, come in, Lord Jesus, Jehovah. Come into our hearts and take up residence in all the small rooms that we hide from the world. All the closets filled with hurt and disappointments. We invite you in to bring the light of your love, to bring your presence, to bring healing and freedom and deliverance to us. Our desire is to be whole. Our desire is to be pure light, because you have called us to be light like a city set upon a hill. And in this dark world, Lord, we want to shine for you. We want to shine completely for you with no hindrance. We want to be able to love freely, Lord God, with your love, without fear. And we choose to forgive those who have violated our confidences and violated the innocence of our lives. Make us new, Lord, brand new in you. Peel off the years. Turn back the clock, Lord God, that we could run and not be weary, we can walk and not faint, because we're going to be waiting on you. We ask you to come, Holy Spirit, our Mordecai. And as you readied Esther for the coming of the king, we pray that you would come into our lives and pour in sweet ointment, sweet fragrance, that you might marinate us in your Holy Spirit and bring to fruition those things that you have planned in our lives, that we are not robbed nor stolen from, because you can heal us, you can cover us with your love as we open up our hearts to you. And I hear you calling, come away, my beloved, come away. Come away to the secret place that I might share my love with you. Go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are one, both alike to you. For you formed me, my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows them very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. And when I awake, I am still with you. That the Father knew when you were being formed in the matrix of your mother's womb. He saw you in there, and his hand was upon you. And maybe your birth wasn't convenient for your parents. Maybe unexpected. Maybe illegitimate. But a child is never illegitimate. Because God's Spirit was brooding over you in the womb. And every day of your life is written in his book. So there's no one who was a mistake. And I break the power of every negative word that was spoken against you, even in seclusion. I break that spirit of rejection that entered. I break the spirit of violence that you might have endured. And when you crawled up in the corner of your mother's womb, even afraid of death, but God's hand was upon you to bring you life. And when you came forth from the womb, I ask the Lord to heal the trauma of that birth, the trauma of that birth. And he breathed his breath of life in you and said, live. Live. Live, O Israel. Live. Life to the daughters of Zion. Life. Not existence, but abundant life. Live and declare the glory of God in every cell of your being. Live and praise him for the very breath of life, for his goodness and his mercy, which is new every morning. For my daughters, I have called you not to exist, but to live fully in me. For as you look around you, do not feel the earth tremble beneath your feet. Do not feel as though the earth was giving birth. Do you not feel times are changing, things are not the way they were? Even those that you have known well, and you look at them, and they don't seem to be there for you like they used to be. Relationships aren't the same. Something's happening. Do you feel the shift? Do not look for security in the things around you. For I'm your anchor. Be not moved on that which you hear with your ear and see with your eye. Be not moved because I am calling you to a place of stability. I am calling you to a place of strength and wholeness. I am calling you to focus. Focus on that which I'm doing within you. Focus on my strength. Focus on the endurance that I shall give you. Focus on that which I will provide for you in a time of trial. For know that I shall not leave you nor forsake you, nor would I leave you orphaned. For I will be with you. I would not have you moved by insults. I would not have you moved by rejection. For those things would tear down the work that I am doing in you. For the enemy would come of your soul and try to distract you from the mission that I have given you. I call you to put your face like a flint before me. Focus on the call. Focus on my love for you. Focus on the time that I have called you to live in, for this is the time I have called you for. For the race is not for the weak. The race is for the strong. And your strength must come from me. So I call you forth to tear off every weight, every hindrance, all that's pulling you down, all that's depressing you. For there are those things that would pull you down and cause you to feel less of yourself and focus on yourself. But I call you to raise your eyes, raise your vision, lift your vision higher. For there is new vision I will give you. There are new dreams I will give you. And the vision and dreams I give, I will be faithful to fulfill. Man has disappointed you. Man has used you. Man has rejected you. I call you, daughters, to take off all humiliation. I call you forth to take off all shame. I call you forth to take off all guilt. Yesterday is yesterday, and today is today. And my blood is for the now. I have seen the innocent blood that has been shed, but my blood has covered it. Let it go. Let it go. I came not for the righteous. And I will come with healing in my wings. Know that my blood is sufficient. I call you, daughters, to forgive yourselves. Acknowledge your humanity. Acknowledge your weakness. And let go. Let go that I might bring healing to you. Let go that I might bring deliverance to you. Let go of those things you don't even speak about to anyone. Let go. For I was there. I know. Let go. Stillbirth, let go. Let go of the grief. Let go of the grief, my daughter. Let go of the grief. I only have live births with me. Thank you for all the little ones in heaven. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you the grief, Lord. We give you the grief. Thank you. thank you, that Lord, that you're the God of the living. Thank you that to be dead in the body is present with you. Thank you for eternal life, Lord, eternal life. Thank you, Lord, you heal all grief and mourning. We give our little ones to you, oh God. We give them to you. We lift them up to you. We lift them up to you. Thank you. And the angels sang. Thank you. Kuhura pasa nisa karpaka. Kura pasiloko. Come, Holy Spirit, come in power. Come in power and love and healing. And release us from the inward parts of our being. Lord, we give you all the locked doors, and we choose to open up all the locked doors. And we invite you in to breathe your life through every area of our life, oh God, that we might be fully alive, fully alive. Father, we ask you to forgive us for every negative word we've ever spoken to our children. We ask you to forgive us for any curse, Father God. All negativity we've even spoken about our own life. Forgive our complaining, Lord, of even your progress that you've done in our lives that we're not different. Forgive our impatience, Holy Spirit, for your complaining about your sanctifying work, because it's only you who work in us to change us. Father, we choose to believe that our future is in your hands and our present is in your hands, and you're the God of the now, and you can change the unchangeable, you can move the unmovable. And there's nothing too hard for you. We want to change our mindset from all negativity. I just rebuke the spirit of depression here and oppression and hopelessness, and I speak hope and I speak life and I speak that you might have the spirit of courage, the spirit of courage and the spirit of might, and in faith to believe that in spite of all odds, that we might believe in him in whom all things are possible. Is there anything too hard for him? Is there anything, any situation that's not redeemable? So we give you our children, oh God. We give you our spouses. We give you the broken relationships of God. And we choose to forgive those who have abandoned us, those who have betrayed us, those who have talked against us, those who just don't understand because God has not given them insight. So I choose to let go of them. I choose not to be defensive because you are my defense. And vindication comes from you. So I wait on you, Lord, to vindicate me. For my children, that which I would do in you is a great work. For I'm building an army. I'm building an army that will stand. I'm building an army that will be in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. I'm building an army where there is no betrayal. I'm building an army who are selfless. I'm building an army of love. Shoulder to shoulder, arm to arm. Who will stand in this hour and this time. I would equip you with that which you need for this hour. The armor that I put on you will fit perfectly. You will not feel as though you're moving in someone else's anointing. For that which I would anoint you with is perfect for you. Perfect for you. For I have known you before the foundation of the earth, and I have gifted you. You are never less than. This is very important. I feel the Holy Spirit. You are never less than. Do not compare yourself with anyone else. Never less than. For that which I do in you is a perfect work. You are not your mother. In Jesus' name, I go out into the realm of the Spirit and I break off all familiar spirits that would say, this is nothing negative about your mother, saint of God, but you do not have the same weaknesses. You are not your sister. You are not your grandmother. And we break all thought processes and voices that would speak to you, that would say you can never move beyond. All familiar spirits that would speak to you and pull you back into old ways and old times. Resist the devil and he shall flee. Resist the familiar things that would come upon you and you shall stand. I have called you to be accountable to me. And keep short accounts with me. For my army is disciplined. No longer the excuse, I am just like my mother. I am just like my aunt. For it is no longer you who live, but I live in you. Step into the light, take your position.
More than yesterday, I need you more than words. the Lord is going to equip you for the time. We lift it. Y'all come. If you're ready to fight, fight.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.